It's Football Monday morning in America, and we turn now to Nando DeFino, who's a Wall Street Journal sports reporter here in the studio. I mean, I guess the late story last night and the big story is the Giants looked for real in Jerry Jones' palace down there in Dallas, beating the Dallas Cowboys 33-30, something like that?
Yeah, late field goal. They look great. Big day for New York football teams.
Big day for New York football. Does that mean Eli Manning is the quarterback of the Giants is for real? Does that mean Tony Romo has to worry, or is it just too early to say?
I mean, it's not too early to say anything, but Manning, you know, he's got a Super Bowl ring. He's on a roll, even without the Plaxico Burress thing.
Plaxico Burress, the wide receiver who's out, actually on his way to jail for shooting himself in the leg.
Yeah, unfortunately for Giants fans. But the receivers picked up the slack. Mario Manningham, I think he's a story. He established himself really as, you know, everyone knew about Steve Smith, but Mario Manningham's the guy who came out of nowhere. He had 150 receiving yards, and Manning seemed to like him.
I feel sorry for the play-by-play people for the Giants having to do Manning and Manningham in the same play. You know, that's tough. So the big story, though, it seems to me, the Bears beat the Steelers. Huge, right?
Right. Oh, yeah, definitely.
And Favre looked good against the Detroit Lions. Excuse me,
I'm sorry.
Celeste.
You're laughing when you say the Lions.
Oh, Favre did win defensive against the Lions. I guess that does count, right?
Favre, the story there is he set a record in the NFL for most consecutive games played.
Most consecutive games played. And he's
the Lions also set a new record.
For more
19
losses?
19 straight losses.
Yeah. Well, a lot of records. It was a historic moment there. And the big story, it seems to me, though, is on the West Coast. You've got the San Francisco 49ers who look like they're the real deal. They've won two in a row, and they were very convincing yesterday.
Oh, yeah, and that's 2 weeks in a row where I think Mike Singletary has really kind of instilled a whole new attitude there, kind of like what Rex Ryan did with the Jets here. It's that new coach and a little fresh blood, and, you know, they're hitting hard and they're playing tough, and it's almost like a new style that they're picking up.
And the 80s Bears were my team, so I'm all with Mike Singletary, who of course was a great Bears player in the 1980s. And what about the San Diego Chargers? They also look like a powerhouse.
I mean, they're a team that lost. LaDainian Tomlinson is the MVP a couple of years ago, and I mean he's not even playing for them, and they're just running all over everybody right now.
All right, speaking of running all over everybody, the New York Jets, who actually very few people predicted to beat the New England Patriots, actually did yesterday in one of the early games on Sunday.
Sanchez with time, throwing corner in the end zone, touchdown! Dustin Keller!
Man, is Dustin Keller tough on the Patriots.
We just didn't make enough plays to win, and that's, like I said, that starts with me and involves everybody that was, you know, goes for everybody that was involved in the game.
Are the Jets for real or are the Patriots just faltering?
No, the Jets are for real. I mean, you said it was awesome driving around last night at 8 o'clock and just seeing the Empire State Building green. They had to be happy for him.
I wondered if that was the deal there. Nando DeFino, thanks so much. Wall Street Journal reporter talking about sports.